This episode is brought to you by Northwind Adventures.
Hi, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Say, if you ever wanted to experience the thrilling adventures of fantastic pulp fantasy stories at the tabletop, Northwind Adventures has got a role-playing game for you with Hyperborea. Based on the solid foundation of the original 1974 fantasy game, author Jeffrey Talanian has crafted an exciting, vibrant world using the inspiration of authors like Howard Smith and Lovecraft. With paper, pencil, and a handful of dice, your characters can explore the wonder, danger, and thrills of a rugged world beyond the North Wind. Explore dungeons, fight off monsters mundane, fantastic, and alien. Discover lost civilizations, battle mighty wizards, evil cultists, vicious warlords, and more. With 26 classes to choose from, your characters can quickly find fortune and glory on the road to high adventure, all in the land of Hyperborea. From Northwind Adventures, you'll find it at hyperborea.tv.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day out. Well. I had my first real, we did a session zero, my first real run of whatever I prepared for the Monday group using Fantastic Heroes and Witchery, which, as you know, is an almost complete game, but for a few things, you can make it work. It is a very viable role-playing game. I've never seen a quasi-toolbox before. I've seen toolboxes, I've seen complete games, but, and, you know, I've talked about this on this channel before. And I just wanted to relay my thoughts about basically kit-bashing an adventure. Now, I've talked about this. I had a whole month to prepare this, and I just come up with nothing. I finally came up with something, but it wasn't as complete as I thought it should be, which I found out is okay, because what I had worked. When you're doing something like this, you got to keep in mind the time frame. I mean, we've got two and a half, maybe three hours to play. So you try and prepare for that, but you realize that, you know, that's going to be a short amount of time, but I still over-prepare. I always like to prepare half as much again as what we're doing, because, you know, it's always better to have more than come up short. So I was working on it for the last few days, and I finally got to the point where, see, this is funny. When I do prep for a game, it's gotten to the point where I don't complete prep. I just stop prep, because it gets to the point where I just got to walk away and say, okay, I've got to the point where the game will take care of itself. In other words, I've left enough for the players to do, and I've done enough, and anything that I don't have, I can go with it. I have the resources. This is something that new GMs got to understand. They got to be able to get to the point where they look at it and they go, okay, I've got this, that, and the other thing. I don't have these two things, which aren't as important until it happens. Here's the thing. Sometimes things aren't important until they actually happen. And you've got to be confident enough in your abilities, which I am now, to be able to say, okay, the game's going to take care of itself. Let's go play. And get behind that screen and start playing it. I mean, I had Fantastic Heroes and Witchery, which my group absolutely loves. What it doesn't have, as I said before, it doesn't have a monster section. It doesn't have a treasure section. So you got to pull from other games. In fact, they suggest for the monsters that you use Osric. I didn't want to use Osric. I like Osric, and I would have used it. But there are just... It's like I've got about a half a dozen game systems around here that I could use for this stuff, but they all kind of lacked in a certain area, and I finally had to make a decision. I didn't want to use Osric because I don't like the way they organize the monsters. They do them in types, and I want something alphabetical. I want something where I can just look up Owlbear up. Okay, under the O's. Owlbear, there it is. That kind of thing. That's what I want. And it didn't do that. Yes, it had an index of monsters, but the index still broke them down into subcategories of types and said, no, I want an alphabetical one. I ended up going with Old School Essentials because it was a small book, and weight is a problem too, because that's Fantastic Heroes and Witchery is a 400-page book. And so I think about weight. Paper weighs. I'm looking into getting a backpack for my stuff. I have my trusty bag of holding, which I love, you know, and I've got the smaller bag I used last night, but there's just not enough room for what I had, just barely enough room. And so I'm looking into a backpack solution. Now, originally when they sold these bag of holdings, I had an option of buying a backpack version, which had straps, for $10 more. And I, being the cheap bastard I am, I didn't buy it. And so I've regretted it ever since. But anyway, it's still my main bag. I love it. I may give it to DeGage when he gets older. I don't know. But anyway, as I was saying, I've got those two things. Okay, fine. And it has encounter. And I also need, you know, along with monsters, I wanted encounter tables that I could just grab and go without having to make my own. I say, okay, cool. Yeah. Anyway, last night we played and they got to where they were supposed to be, this tomb. On the way, they got attacked by crab spiders. And I just pulled them right out of Old School Essentials and ran it, and they did it, and they were fine. So now they're halfway into the venture, and they want more. So I had a successful adventure, and so they're loving it. I do this once a month, so I kind of plan around that type of thing. I didn't want to use Old School Essentials, just like I didn't want to use Swords and Wizardry or Basic Fantasy, or because they were clones of Basic, and I wanted the AD&D thing in there. I could have went with Advanced Labyrinth Lore, but once again, you know, weight. And also, and I'm not even worried if it's ascending or descending armor class. I can convert that in my head if I have to. It's very easy. And also, I wanted something that was easy and light to carry around. So I just went with that. I'm still looking for my BX monster reference. I've got somewhere in the garage that is even better, because it's just like maybe 15 pages or so, and I can take that. But anyway, I'm realizing also I got my D30 companion from D30 GM companion from New Big Dragon, which also has monster stuff in it I can use in a pinch. But then again, once again, it's BX. Anyway, like I said, this is what you do when you kit bash a game. Some people like take different game systems and go, you know, put them together. I didn't know even I was going to stick with the system, but people like it, so I will. And it's close enough to 1E that everybody, it's close enough to 5E, it's close enough to 1E that everybody understands it. So we're cool. They like all the different classes and the different abilities and all the spells. So anyway, I'm going to keep going with that. But to kit bash a game, when you do that, when you combine stuff or you have to grab stuff from other places, you just got to get to the point where you say, okay, enough is enough. I've planned enough. Some people only do an hour. I only do an hour at a time. But sometimes if I worry, if I don't have anything, like here's what happens. I come up with a good idea. Okay, let's do this thing. Let's do a fetch quest. They have to get this thing. And I got the idea for where I want to put the ending, where the climax is and all that. But then nothing else ever comes. I go, well, come on, what can we come up with, you know, I got to come up with encounters and things like that. And what's the, you know, what's going on with the bad guy and stuff like that? Well, I sketched out what's going on with the other factions, like the bad guys and the monsters. I just sort of sketched it out and I didn't worry about it. And it was refreshing. Let me tell you, I had enough there I could work with. And it was just refreshing, a lot of fun. So I recommend that just when you prep, get to the point where you say, okay, this prep is good. I'll let the rest of it worry. I may make a couple of notes saying, I need this, I need this, I need this, and just carry it with me. And that's all you need to do. Put it in a little index card, put it in a corner of one of your notes or whatever, and go with it. You know, Professor Dungeon Master does a one page for every session. I admire that. I didn't even have maps. I pulled maps off of, I think, one of the websites, a couple of maps, and I looked at it, and I filled the rooms. There were like 5-6 room dungeons. And I just filled the room, what I wanted in there, gave some treasure, slap. I didn't even put monsters in there because I knew what I wanted to use. I knew which monsters I want. If you have a list of monsters you want to use in the adventure, write that down along with your prep. That's a good thing. Because then you just don't have to go, okay, I'm going to put 2 orcs here and 3 goblins here and a gnoll over here. You don't have to do that. You can write it out in the room. There's a gnoll sitting here. Drinking water or whatever, you know, you can write that, but I don't write the stats or nothing, but just write a list of the monsters you want to use. And that's all you need if you have the resources. And believe me, lists of monsters are easier to deal with the big old monster section or a monster manual or something like that. If you got all the stats right there, go with it. Anyway, I'm babbling now, and so I'm going to go start my day. Anyway, if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program, and I would thank you. And we also have a single donation option on my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard. You can give anything from $3 all the way on up to however much you want, and I would thank you. I want to thank these people who do it monthly. Jonathan, Oliver, Gilbert, Juan, Carlos, Daniel, Dan, Benjamin, Jason, John, Alan, Aaron, Michael, Randy, and Joe. Thank you guys immensely. If you want to hear some good podcasts, there's Dan Griggs, the Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast. Mark C. Wallring's The Yawning Owlbear podcast. Kevin the Rebcaps podcast does a good podcast. Also, Daniel Morton at Bandits Keep podcast. Check it out. We have Big John Allen, Large as the Red Dice Diaries, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, and my friend Eric Tenkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.